episode 4. This is the fourth and final part in our 10th annual mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. We began this pro-life mini-series on the first Sunday of October talking about love. And we discovered that love is not a feeling, it's not an emotion, it's not about what you like or dislike. Love is a free choice, a decision to want what is good for another. These pro-life reflections for the past 10 years have been an expression of my love for you. I really want what is for your good. Sometimes, as an act of love, I have to say, like a good parent, "Don't touch the stove, it's hot! It'll burn you." And sometimes, after you've burned yourself through ignorance or pride or stubbornness, I have the privilege of kissing your hand and pouring in the first aid oil of God's mercy and bandaging up your soul in the sacrament of penance. In episode 2, we talked about Project Rachel and Rachel's Vineyard, two of the many beautiful groups that help with the healing that is necessary after committing the sin of abortion. Jesus wants to bring healing and peace and sacramental forgiveness to anyone who has been affected by an abortion. Don't be afraid. Go to Jesus. He is waiting to heal you. Last week in episode 3, we reflected on the dignity of every person with a homosexual tendency. We must treat every person with a homosexual inclination with respect, compassion, and sensitivity. We really love you. We learn that while a homosexual inclination is not sinful, it is unnatural. A homosexual inclination is not a gift from God. It is an objective disorder. Therefore, any type of homosexual activity based on this objective disorder is always wrong and intrinsically evil. And so that brings us to today, to episode 4. And I want to begin episode 4 by talking to you about an inspiring talk given by Matthew Kelly this past week at St. Mary's Catholic Church in New Ulm, Minnesota. And all of our young people in our parishes, grades 7 through 12, went to this inspiring talk. Matthew Kelly is a young man. He's just a little bit younger than I am. He's from Australia. He has a wonderful Australian accent, and I won't do justice to his Australian accent. And his main theme was that God wants you to be the best version of yourself. And he says that this happens too at Mass. He says, sometimes we go to Mass and we're bored, he says. It's boring. And he says, maybe what you can do is you can say to at Mass, you can pray to God and say, God, show me at this Mass one way of how I can become the best version of myself this week. And usually that will happen in the readings from Sacred Scripture and through the priest's reflections and the homily. And then he says, spend the rest of Mass praying about that one thing that you can do to become the best version of yourself this week. And as I'm taking notes furiously in the back, I said, this is perfect for the preacher. This is my job week after week. to help you to become the best version of yourself as God intended it. And I said to myself as I was taking notes, I said, this is perfect, because what I wanted to talk about today in episode 4 was the greatest obstacle to becoming the best version of yourself, the greatest roadblock to becoming the best version of yourself. The greatest obstacle in becoming the best version of yourself is contraception. Let's be blunt. I'm talking about the use of condoms, diaphragms, shots, and birth control pills. I'm talking about sterilization, vasectomies, and tubal ligations. I'm talking about any artificial means or surgeries to directly prevent the conception of a child before marriage, and especially during holy matrimony. Some of you might remember we talked about this last year. Has it changed your life? Matthew Kelly said this week, our lives change when our habits change. Have your habits changed? And that's why I give this sermon again. Still 90% of Catholics are using some form of birth control. Still, Catholic doctors and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants are still prescribing this awful, awful medicine. They're still performing these gravely immoral surgeries. Yes, this is radical. Contraception is the greatest obstacle in becoming the best version of yourself as God intended. Satan is out to destroy us. He's looking for lots of company. And he's very subtle. And so he's used contraception to destroy relationships, to destroy families, marriages, societies, whole countries, and especially the church. Contraception turns people into things, into breeding animals unable to control their sexual passions. Contraception treats fertility like a disease, like a cancer that must be eradicated at all costs. Contraception treats children as bad, as something to be avoided. Or at least contraception says, well, you're a mistake. I love you, but not too many of you. I love you, but really you're a burden and expensive to me and interrupting what I want to do with my life. How contrary that is to the church's beautiful teaching as taught in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2373, that says that sacred scripture and the church see in large families a sign of God's blessing and the parents' generosity, unquote. Children are a blessing. A blessing to your family and to our family. We love all of the children. All of the children. We love to see the children this morning. We love to hear them cry. We love to have them come. That is the dignity of married life. For a man and a woman get to be co-creators with God in making future saints. And that is how high the dignity is that you, with God, create a soul and a body, a person who will exist for all eternity. Your generosity will enrich our experience of the communion of saints in heaven. Now, rather than dive into more theory, what I want to do is I want to tell you a story about an inspiring woman, a real life story of a woman by the name of Patty Schneier. All copyright and all rights are reserved to her. Of course, this is truly her story. Patty Schneier is from the St. Louis area. She's a married woman. She has a wonderful husband, Larry, and three awesome kids. Patty was a good Catholic. She was going to Mass every single solitary Sunday at St. Ferdinand's. She was a cantor at her parish. Oh, and if you have heard her sing, oh, it's just like the angels. She has a perfect pitch voice. She sang almost every Sunday. She fasted twice a week. She paid tithes on her whole income. She was not greedy or dishonest or adulterous like the rest of humanity. She sent her kids, all three of them, to the Catholic school, and she loved the Pope. She was the first person in line when John Paul II came to St. Louis. Oh, she was an excellent Catholic. And her life started to change on the 7th of January, 2002, when the Apostles of the Interior Life came to give a parish mission at her parish of St. Ferdinand's in St. Louis. And they encouraged her to read sacred scripture. And so she said, fine, I'll read the readings of the day. So she said, I'm going to read the reading of the day. She sat in her little rocking chair. She opened up her Bible to 1 John 5:3. And this is what she read. This is the love of God, to obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. And she goes, his commandments are not burdensome? Give me a break. That's not true. The Bible's not true. His commandments are not burdensome. No way, she said. I'll tell you what's a burden: to live the Catholic Church teaching regarding marriage and sexuality. She says, I'll show you what's a huge burden: to give up contraception. No way. And so she issued a challenge to God. She said, show me, prove it. Prove to me, God, that it's not a burden to follow your commandments regarding marriage and sexuality. The next day, she opened up her Bible to the readings of the day, and she read Mark 1, 16 to 20, about the call of the apostles who left their nets and their father immediately and followed Jesus. And she said, could I leave all of my contraception behind that quickly? Could I drop all of my issues with birth control that quickly? The next day she read from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, which says this, in your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, you shall not add to what I have commanded, nor subtract from it. And she went, am I subtracting from the law of God and taking away one of his commandments by ignoring the church's teaching against contraception? The next day she read Matthew chapter 5, which says, whoever breaks the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of God. And she said, oh, this least commandment that I'm breaking by using artificial contraception, what am I going to teach my kids? I teach them to obey the church's teaching, and then I don't do it in my own life? I'm constantly telling my kids, she said, listen and obey. Listen and obey. She would say to her son, pick up your toys. Yeah, mom. Yeah, mom. Pick up your toys. Yeah, mom. Yeah, mom. Pick up your toys, listen and obey, she would tell her kids. It's not enough just to listen to me, you have to obey. And she said, God is telling me to eat my own words. And then she went to Mass on Sunday and heard this inspiring homily given by her parish priest, the associate pastor, Father Gene Robertson. I share it with you. It moved Patty Schneier to tears, and me as well. She was singing that day, and at their parish, they sit right behind the priest as they sing. That's where she was when Father told this story. Once upon a time, there was a little girl by the name of Mary. Mary was 4 years old, and she went to Walmart. And with her own money, she bought for $4.95 her own personal set of plastic white pearls. And little four-year-old Mary loved her $4.95 set of plastic pearls. She wore them everywhere. She wore them to preschool. She wore them over to her friend's house for the birthday party. She wore them outside to play on the swing. Before she went to bed at night, her father would tell her a bedtime story. And one night, the father said to Mary, Mary, do you love me? And Mary said, of course, Daddy. And Mary's dad said, then give me your pearls. She said, no, Daddy, not my pearls. I'll give you my bestest Barbie doll, but not my pearls. And the dad said, no, I want your pearls. Good night. The next night, Mary's dad came in and said, Mary, do you love me? And Mary said, yes, I love you. He says, then give me your pearls. She said, mm-mm. And this happened night after night. Night after night, the father would ask for the pearls. And every night, Mary said no. Until one night, Mary's dad came in to read her bedtime story. And there Mary was, sitting up in bed, legs crossed, arms folded, heads down. What's wrong, honey? He said. And without saying a word, with tears rolling down her cheeks, she gave her dad the plastic pearls. Mary's dad gave her a great big hug. And he took the plastic pearls and he put it in his left pocket. And then from his right pocket, he pulled out a long black velvet case. And he opened it up. And inside was a set of the most expensive, real, genuine pearls that she had ever seen. And by this time, our friend Patty Schneier was right behind the priest, crying and bawling and crying and crying and crying. The whole church saw her. Mary's dad was just waiting for Mary to freely give up her plastic fake pearls. And in exchange, she got real ones. And Patty Schneier said to herself, oh my goodness. She says, I have been holding on to a set of fake pearls. My holding on to thinking that contraception will really make my marriage happy and blessed. She went to confession. She said, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, a sinner. It was the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, the 29th of January, 25th of January, 2002. And once she gave up her set of fake pearls, once she gave up holding on to thinking that contraception would make her happy, oh my goodness, look what happened. After 13 years of marriage with she and her husband Larry, all kinds of exciting things started to happen. Larry would send her flowers. He'd write little notes. She'd write him little love letters. He'd stop by as a surprise and take her out to lunch. They would hold hands more. They would hug and kiss in front of the kids. And the kids were like, ooh, what's going on here? They were thinking about each other all the time. They couldn't wait to see each other. They were so in love. She wrote in her journal, I have never felt so close to my husband in 13 years. Flowers and cards and love letters and lunches and holding hands and hugs and kisses. Was this a burden? By giving up her fake pearls, she finally experienced, this is the love of God, to obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. One thing that Patty and her husband Larry said after giving up their fake set of pearls was that they had never, ever heard this before. They had never heard the beautiful teaching of Jesus and the church about marriage and sexuality. Last night after Mass, a woman came up to me and said in 23 years of marriage, she had never, ever heard this before. And so, anyone practicing some form of contraception is holding on to a fake set of pearls. By the grace of God, I beg you, give up your fake set of pearls. Give them up. Say in confession, Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Receive the true pearl of his divine mercy. Begin to live a free, total, faithful, and fruitful married life. A free, total, faithful, and fruitful married life without contraception. Now that is a real, genuine pearl.